We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, we'll take you right up until Red Sox baseball, all part of the pregame show again tonight. It is game two, the final of this two-game series against Tampa Bay. Why they had to go all the way down to Tampa for two games, I don't know. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Bruins have an interesting controversy going on right now. So, apparently, Charlie Coyle and a bunch of the players were out on a basketball court last week. Charlie Coyle was wearing a Boston Police Department logo T-shirt. And apparently, somebody within the PR department of the digital department of the Boston Bruins decided that was an unsafe situation.
PR department.
PR department, because yeah. We're extremely, right now, sensitive that certain things you can say, apparently, and other things you can't say. So apparently you just can't be honest and like both Black Lives Matter and say Black Lives Matter. And by the way, the police lives matter, blue lives matter. Apparently you can't do both of them right now. So they decided that they were going to Photoshop Charlie Coyle's shirt, and so it became obvious he's wearing a black T-shirt, and there was a logo, but the logo was stripped off of it.
Right.
So Cam Neely in the last hour has now responded, and basically saying in a statement that the team was trying to protect Charlie Coyle from unfair criticism. He said, "This was not meant as a sign of disrespect in any way. We're sorry that the logo was removed, and we apologize to the Boston Police Department and the player." So I could see where you're sitting there saying, well, we don't want Charlie to take crap because that right now is coming under.
You know, and this really started with, remember,
you
the
think
Tuca,
now?
Tuca, well, it's still out of control. It's just, it's actually lunacy. But, you know, Tuca Rask doing an interview with NBC, and he had that Boston Police Department hat, right?
Yes.
And you got people criticizing him, like, what was it, Matt Porter out of the Globe?
Yes.
I think was very critical of him, saying, oh, my God, the Bruins statement. And then you've got Tuukka Rask actually supporting a police department. You know, contradicting a statement. They don't believe in Black Lives Matter if they like cops or they're supporting cops. So he makes a big deal of it. So now the Bruins are sitting there. You got Brad Marchand retweeting, quote tweeting Porter and basically asking if he's effing serious and says that he's part of the problem. So the Bruins, yeah, they sat there. The PR department felt the need to try to protect the player. Was it Charlie Coyle, whoever the hell it was? And they just took the logo off the shirt, which I think is just ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. Well, and you know what? You know what happened? They got
Charlie Coyle.
Police department. You remember Boston Marathon? What the Boston Garden was like after the Boston Marathon
at the Bruins?
Can you imagine that the Boston Marathon? You sat there in 2013. Said 7 years later, it's criminal or it's you're going to get just slapped around if you actually wear a Boston Police Department hat after the Boston Marathon.
It's lunacy, and to think of what the Boston Police do, state police do for the Bruins Foundation. Okay, it's amazing what they do. So they have a great connection. And so now I think what happened is Cam Neely got caught up in all of it and said, oh, my God, we love the police because the police do this and that.
Well, the story got out. The story got out, and they felt like they had to address it. Right? The story got out. Made him look bad. So he released this statement.
So, yeah.
I think it's so pathetically embarrassing.
It is.
Now, I don't know if it was – now, I mean, in Cam Neely's defense – I have a hard time believing that he went and said, hey, you know, take that off. I believe somebody just did this on their own.
Yeah.
Just based on the temperature in the room, based on everything. They probably thought they were doing a good thing. And sometimes, you know what, it's better to be safe than sorry. Because, you know, based on the way the pitchforks and torches were coming out, if you remotely, you know, had some sort of a relationship with the police department in any city, I'm on record saying I am for the police departments. I am for police officers. 95% of them are awesome.
Do you support police officers that murder innocent people?
No, I would like to say I do not. Okay. And I also
just
am against.
To clarify.
I am against human trafficking as well.
I'm against
human trafficking. I just want to make sure I say that as well.
So you don't support that. All right.
So I get it. There was a time where, hell, I mean, look at Drew Brees. Drew Brees is a victim of timing. But I think that part, okay, so it was too much of a trigger for anybody to sit there and to talk about their own personal feelings, our relationships, regardless of whether you had the right to do it. It's just kind of a dangerous situation. Well, your house would get bombed.
Okay, so, yeah. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. The Bruins doing it, and I agree with you guys, they were totally wrong, okay? It was a an honest, when he put that shirt on with the Boston Police Department, he was doing it because he believed in that shirt, you would think, okay? Unless it was the only clean shirt he had. But when you look at it, and the Bruins overreacting to be concerned about criticism from him. For what? From media people?
Yes.
Because Matt Porter has a different political leaning than maybe Charlie Coyle does?
I don't think we...
You can't think on your own anymore? Everybody's got to think like Matt Porter?
No, we don't. And we won't.
You know, and the worst part about it, too, the shirt, I believe, was the guy was shooting a basketball.
He was shooting basketball. They were all shooting.
I mean, he got a T-shirt on. He's out shooting baskets. You know, it wasn't like he was, like, doing some national, like, interview. You know what I mean? A big interview with the shirt on, which still shouldn't be a freaking problem.
It was from an Instagram post.
Yes.
So, wait a minute. You're telling me that guys can do interviews. I see guys doing interviews all the time with Black Lives Matter shirt. And if they believe in they should wear it. I have no issue with them. They are seriously just showing their feelings. What's wrong with a guy doing the same thing with a Boston Police shirt?
It really is a weird state of affairs where, I mean, what if your brother is a cop? What if your friend is a detective? What if you just like them because they've been good to you? And then, you know, and then you live in the country, you know, and you have a sheriff's department, not a police officer, which is different, you know, like, when is it safe to support the people that you like?
Listen, we have to be very careful. We're crossing the line here, and Dan Le Batard did it the other day. So Jonathan Isaac was one of the guys that was standing and not kneeling. And again, there was a reason why he was doing it. He said he only kneels for God, and he went through the whole thing. The players were not giving him a hard time. I haven't heard any player criticize guys who were standing, okay? They feel it's up to the player. But the media have been doing it, and Dan Le Batard did it and put a poll the other day basically laughing when Jonathan Isaac went down with a season-ending injury when he blew out his knee. So that's what we're going to do.
It's almost like they were happy that karma got him.
Yes.
They were happy that, right. Look at you, big tough guy. You know what? I just feel like the real courage is going to come from people who do what they want to do based on their own life experience, despite the attacks that are going to come their way. That is the courage. That is how I am defining courage now. Like, not the guy, not the other way around.
So you talk about, like, Drew Brees. And, you know, where he went wrong is by basically not saying that, you know, if he doesn't want to kneel, okay. But where he went wrong was not respecting the feelings of those that are kneeling. Right? And that's where he's kind of corrected it now. You know, you can say, I don't want to kneel, but the people that are kneeling, I understand what they're doing. I respect them for it. Hopefully they can respect me for this, whatever, whatever. So then you get to that kid, Isaacs, like you said, who decided to stand. So what happened to respecting everybody's decisions, no matter what they are, right?
Well,
I mean, it can't be a one-way street.
It is.
And to attack this guy for standing is like, well, I mean, he gave his reasons why. I thought we were supposed to respect people who thoughtfully do things that mean something to them.
That doesn't exist anymore.
But only if it's one way, correct?
Correct. That's what you're dealing with right now. And I don't see why that is going to work for anybody. I hate to tell people, if it swings to the other side, you're going to be pissed off because everything is going to be, you know, monologue with everybody to a totally different position. None of this makes sense.
But also,
that's the great thing about this country. Everybody should have their own opinion, and they should have the right to express it.
Drew Brees is standing.
But he is going to stand.
He's going to stand.
And so okay. The media probably will give. I don't think players are going to do it, Christian. With the
do
NBA,
what?
I haven't seen players criticize any of the guys who are standing.
No. But my point is, well, I don't even know when this started. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when the hell did it even start? I just feel like you're going to have the same situation you had when it began. Guys will stand, guys will kneel.
Get some, that son of a bitch.
Some guys will stand, so some guys will kneel in the beginning of the season, and then they'll be like, all right, I've done enough, I don't want to anymore. Like, to me, that once since politics has completely invaded professional sports, it's just destroying professional sports or the fun in watching professional sports. It's just destroyed it for me. I look at it completely differently now as far as, and I don't feel like I have to, can I just watch sports? I mean, am I wrong for just wanting to watch a sporting event? Like, I just want to watch it. I don't want to be influenced. I don't want anything. I just want to watch the game. Am I now a jerk for thinking that way because I don't care about people who are starving? Or not that I don't care, but at this point in time, I'm looking for an escape. I've been stuck in my house. I've lost all my money. My kids aren't going to school. My wife's losing her job. Are you freaking kidding me? Can I please? The movies aren't even open. I've watched everything on Netflix. Now I'm talking about myself.
Hate to tell you, we may be back. We may be backing up on phase three and going to phase two again here in Massachusetts.
I know.
You know, so what?
2%.
Big deal. Great. The kids aren't going to school anyways.
No kid.
What the hell do we care?
Yeah. The world's just turned upside down. So do we believe the Bruins that the Bruins were actually doing it to protect Charlie Coyle?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Okay. But now that's how you have to think. If you're a sports organization or you're a PR department, you're going to sit there and say, uh-oh.
How is this
going to play with the left?
I don't think this might play well with the left. I don't think you should think that way. But I honest to God, though, guys, like, I sit there and go, I mean, you almost applaud the guy for doing it, right? I mean, you were forward thinking because there's more examples of guys doing something innocent and usually nothing would happen. And then the smallest thing, they get just raked through. They just rake through the coals.
Charlie's got the may have cops in his family. His grandfather, maybe? I'm not sure.
Does he have to have them in his family? Maybe. Maybe some guy was just really nice. Maybe, who knows?
But here's where I want to go back.
It could be his neighbor, right? Yeah. I mean, it could be anything.
Could be anybody. Could be just that he supports the police right now, and he knows that they're taking a beating. Certainly the good cops are taking a beating because they didn't kill anybody. But I want to go back to what Christian just said. So what should we do? Should we take all of this stuff totally out of sports right now? And we're going to get to it coming up in the next segment. But do we get them totally out of it? Or do we sit there and say, everybody has the right to say whatever they want? LeBron, if you want to wear this T-shirt, you want to say whatever you want, go say it. Charlie Coyle, if you want to wear this, you can do whatever you want.
I personally feel like after this, I guess, this run, this season, this year is over, I just want to see sports. I'm sorry.
So you want all the stuff out of it?
I do. I want it packaged differently.
Okay.
And I feel like we're in the wild, wild west right now with everyone trying to figure out what they should do. I don't want cops killing people either.
Okay, so it's having an impact right now on sports. TV ratings are out for the first 2 weeks now that these sports are back. And guess what? The PGA is killing it in the ratings compared to the NBA, MLB, and NHL.
Does it
have something to do with all of these social messages? We get to it. Coming up next on OMF at 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, back here on OMF, the Bruins caught up in a little bit of a controversy with this T-shirt that was photoshopped that Charlie Coyle was wearing because it said Boston Police Department. And they were fearful that he was going to take undue criticism because right now the police are obviously under a little bit of a, what would you say, with fire? That's what they're under right now because people are defunding the police.
Attack, I mean, it's all of the above.
All of the above. Let's get to the phone calls. Here's Napoleon in Abington.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good.
First of all, I want to say that I think the media department overreacted. I don't think there was any controversy with him wearing the police department shirt. I have actually, my brother-in-law is in the Boston Police Department, and he rose through the ranks. He's in the management. He believes in Black Lives Matter. It's not Black Lives Matter is not against the police. It's against the bad policing. That's what people need to understand.
What happened to him?
We lost him.
Okay, well,
he disappeared.
Okay, that's fine.
So you can be.
I'm against bad policing.
Well, you can be for both, and I think some people have a difficulty because I don't think anybody's questioning Black Lives Matter. Now, if you talk about the foundation, there are people you can look at it, and boy, there's some things there that concern
but see,
you.
That's the problem. The problem is that some people feel like you can't be from both, right? You can't support both. And you're talking about, you know, we were talking about, texter reminded me, a tweeter reminded me, you know, it could be a brother, it could be a neighbor, it could be a relative that's a cop. For Charlie Coyle, it could very well be Michael Chesna.
Yes.
Right? Who's from Weymouth.
Who was killed. Yeah.
Who Charlie's from Weymouth. So right. I'm sure that there was a lot of support there, whether you knew the family or not. Right?
Yes. I believe he did because wasn't he involved in some of the fundraisers that were done after that? He was. Jerry's in a car. Hello, Jerry. Jerry?
Hi, fellas. Yes. First of all, Christian, you're absolutely right. Moral courage takes a lot more courage than just physical bravery. And the other thing is that it takes no courage, in my view, to say Black Lives Matter because everyone is against police murdering people without any justification. And everyone is against police abuse of civilians. And we all know that Black people have it tougher than white people. So what courage does it take to say that? That's like saying you're for apple pie and motherhood. I don't give that a lot of credit. But if there were Jewish athletes, if there were more Jewish athletes, they would have a problem with the BLM because it's a toxic organization, rife with anti-Semitism and Jew hatred. And how do you get on board with their program without being aware of how toxic they are?
Well, you lost me a motherhood and apple pie. I don't know. You lost me a motherhood and apple pie. It seemed like more of a statement than a question, so thank you for your statement.
There you go. The Lightning have just scored 7:33 of the first period. 1-0 Tampa Bay. very quickly in this game. No. That's for the...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got the wrong team there. Here's Brian down at the Vineyard. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Brian.
Good, Brian.
Great. Well, I just wanted to say that if I were an athlete out on the field with the cameras on me, whether it be football, whatever the sport, I would probably be inspired to mock this entire situation by not kneeling, not standing. I might sit as a tribute to athletes everywhere. I might do some push-ups so that they would not know what to make of what I was doing. And it would just make or just ridicule the whole situation, which is what is needed.
So what you think you should that people should ridicule the kneeling?
Yeah, I don't think we got to go that far. I think really we really got to kind of realize that, to me, it's just sort of respect everyone's opinions. That's all. Doesn't mean you have to abide by everything, but you don't have to stand for one thing or believe in something, but somebody else does, and you could say, okay. I mean, that's it. I don't agree. Ridicule anything.
Right. Well, I agree exactly, and I think to say ridicule, I think I just would be, it would be making the statement that, hey, it doesn't matter what you do out there, and is this the proper place to do it anyway? It's like during the national anthem, you know, you put your hand on your heart if you're patriotic, you don't if you're not. Whatever the case may be, is that really the place to be making this statement?
In some people's opinion, Brian, no. And other people looking at it differently and saying this is the perfect spot to do it because it's going to get attention for the cause. And so I'm with Lou on this one. I've come to the point now where I wouldn't do it. I would stand because of my respect. It still doesn't mean that I don't believe Black Lives Matter, but I would stand because of what I believe in. But if people do want to kneel or they feel differently about it, why don't we just let people do what they want to do? But we've gone from one extreme to the other, where we sit there and criticize those that are kneeling. And now the flip side of it, if you stand, you can't have the same rights that you were asking people to grant those people who wanted to take a knee.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, again, like I said before the break, I do feel like one of the unintended consequences is how, viewership has kind of proven that what they're willing to digest. Like, they're not watching a lot of these games.
Yeah. We're going to get to that, I promise. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes because I have gone through these ratings. You would not believe the research I've done on these ratings. Unbelievable. Here's Pete Newbury-Port. Hey, Pete.
Yeah, listen, the Bruins are cowards, all right? They're the ones that didn't want his shirt to be seen. I happen to know firsthand that Cam Neely is covering up to the idiot that blurted out or whatever. Like,
of course.
Charlie Coyle wanted the shirt to be seen. You don't just wear it for no reason, like Tuukka Rask wearing his hat. It's not for no reason. And people are thinking about it, you know?
Well, I'm not so sure about that. It wasn't like he wore it for an interview. He wore it while he was shooting baskets. Right? I mean, at that point, you just grab whatever shirt you want. They take a picture of you, no big deal. What?
But do you guys think about what you put on, especially nowadays?
Well, I tell you what, if I'm in a locker room environment, I may have like 10 shirts, and all of them are just workout shirts and shirts that I just grabbed. Maybe they handed them out to me randomly on a Sunday, and it was like, you know, a team specific shirt, and I just throw it on, and the answer is no.
But I don't
necessarily pay attention to it unless I have a history of trying to send messages.
That's it. So I have a Nike shirt on. I have a Nike shirt on right now, and I guarantee you there's some people, and I didn't think about it when I put it on, that some people might say, what about the sweatshops over in China with the kids? Why are you wearing the Nike? Right. Thank you. Shame. Why are you wearing the Nike shirt?
Shame.
Because I don't think we think about it an awful lot, Pete. But right now, unfortunately, people are sensitive to stuff. Everybody wants you to think the same way. And we can't be a country where everybody's going to think the same way. It can't be that way. We got to be tolerant. Everybody keeps on talking about being tolerant. Well, isn't that being tolerant of everyone?
Yeah. Well, before I go, I want to thank Christian for bringing to attention the fact that the kids are not in school, because it's crazy. So, thank you, guys.
Yeah, you probably, I tell you what, I've given up
can't
hope.
We can't do this with the kids not going
to
school.
You know what I'm doing? I'm actually trying to find a school right now. And I don't care where it is. I don't care what it is.
To teach your kids?
State. No, I'm like private school, monastery school, whatever those schools are. I don't care.
Let's talk a little bit here.
Montessori. What did I say? Monastery?
I'm going to have some free time.
Montessori, yeah.
I'm going to have some free time. I'm pretty good at teaching kids.
You're going to be a priest.
How much will you pay?
I do think this is an opportunity. In every dramatic pandemic bad problem, there's an opportunity. Let's think about it in an optimistic point of view. Like, listen, I'm not a great teacher, but I can make some crap up, and parents are so desperate. Admit this, Glenn, okay? Lou, I don't know how much you often use a babysitter, but the less I lowered my standards for babysitters, the less options I had. So at first, I started off like, oh, I want her to be, college graduate and blah, blah, blah. And the older I got, I was like, man, can you please just make some macaroni and cheese? I don't care if you have your boyfriend over.
Now he's got an 11-year-old kid down the street doing it.
I was just going to say, my kid's 10. I got somebody 8 babysitting right now. I don't care. Give me free time.
It doesn't matter. Just make sure the house doesn't burn down.
We're going to have the Christian Fourier charter school?
Yeah, that's it. The charter school.
This is good.
Yeah.
Well, we just do that. No, we could call it the OMF.
Sure.
Glenn, you got a young one, too. OMF charter school. Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's an opportunity
everywhere right now.
Can we have a football team? Let's have a football. Oh, they won't be able
Fourier
to play
doesn't
football.
Doesn't make crap up or anything. He knows what he's talking about.
I say it all the time. No good deed goes undone.
All right, we've gone through the ratings. Christian is right. There's something going on here when it comes to sports. We all talked about this. Wait till sports comes back. They're going to get phenomenal numbers. People are going to be sick of Netflix and all of these HBO shows. I'm not sure about that. They're a little shaky. We'll get to them and how they're impacting sports coming up next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know we're up against the break, but I just wrote a word out on a piece of paper that I wanted Wiggy to pronounce.
Looks like Yosemite.
Nailed it.
Wait a second.
That was better than Trump. He was better than Trump. I got to give Wiggy
that
credit.
That is beautiful.
He was.
Was he trying to say Yosemite?
Correct. Yes, I believe so. That's what he's trying to say. Trump had difficult with Yosemite.
No, I saw that, but...
Yeah. We want every American child to have access to pristine outdoor spaces. When young Americans experience the breathtaking beauty of the Grand Canyon, when their eyes widen in amazement as Old Faithful bursts into the sky, when they gaze upon Yosemite? Towering sequoias.
Remember the Yosemites?
Okay, wait.
They attacked us. The Israelites.
Here's what I think his assistants do for him.
So your assistants are trying
nothing.
Well, no. Like so, TV. You read a prompter. A lot of times, they will break it up, and in a way where they think like you Yosemite, like it would be you, like Y O U dash. Sam, and they would spell it completely wrong, right? Like, no, but I feel like that's what they do for him. So it's probably like, and then dash, might. Yosemite.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias.
Say it again. So Yosemite. Was it Yosemite?
Yosemite.
So it's Yo-S-Mite.
Yosemite.
Somebody's screwing with
spelled Yosemite.
It was just another segment for Wiggy because he does it constantly. Do you remember when we had the conversation? They had that golf tournament with Brady and Peyton Manning and Tiger and Mickelson. Remember when we said, oh, my God, they did 5-6 million viewers for that thing?
Yeah.
And it was just a fabricated sports thing. Wait till sports comes back. The numbers are going to be through the roof because it'll be real sports with real legitimate superstars, LeBron, all these other guys. That's not the case, guys.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's not happening. NASCAR Cup Series. Did you watch it? Either one of you?
No.
Over the weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Blablowski won.
You ready for this? It was on NBC Sports Network. Go try to find that. It's not like it's ABC, real NBC, or CBS. They averaged 2.2 million viewers. The PGA, WGC, FedEx, St. Jude Invitational, 3.2 million viewers on Sunday, 2.2 million viewers on Saturday. Yep. They were on CBS. And then I go on and on and on. PGA on Sunday, guys, had more viewers than every Major League Baseball game and every NBA game except the Lakers and the Clippers, which was on TNT, which averaged 3.4 million viewers.
So 3.2 versus 3.4, NBA versus PGA.
PGA!
I mean, it's a hell of a finish.
Well, and NASCAR's really wasn't, but Lou, I'm looking at all of these other NBA games other than the Lakers and the Clippers. 1.2 million, 1.6, 1.4. Nobody expected this. Everybody expected these numbers to go through the roof. So could it be? Is it possible right now? There is so much attached to social issues right now. Everybody's doing it before the game, during the game. Markings on the court, markings on the ice, markings on the field. That maybe there is a section of society that's sitting here going, I'm out.
Listen, I think that it's like everything else. I think it's a small piece of the pie and things add up. You know, I don't think that that's the big reason. I think a lot of it is just you've been away from it now for 3 or 4 months, and we mentioned this the other day. Like, there's just other things. You've kind of gotten to a routine. You know, you really have. You've just gotten to a different routine. Maybe someone's all of a sudden watching some show on Netflix, or they're just doing other things. They found out how to live, and it's going to take a while, and I think maybe just like a normal season, you know, not this shortened season with chaos going on, before you start to see people almost back into it. It's strange, because I tell you, watch, even the Bruins right now, 2-0 again. I mean, they look like crap.
They're being dominated, but they look like the Celtics last night.
Yeah, it's just awful. So, and that's the thing. Like, you turn on the – for Boston fans, it's like, I watched the Celtics last night. I'm watching the Bruins here the first couple games. I got to watch this team out here tonight. And it's just like, well, this isn't that much fun coming back.
It's like the whole city, all the sports teams in the cities have just taken the break. It's like they don't want to play. But I'll just to add to this, see, I do think it's an easy excuse to look at political movements in sports to say that's the blame. I 100% do think it has an impact, because I remember I told you guys a while ago when I was working at CBS in New York City how they had these secret focus groups where they found out that it was legitimately tuning. They were purposely tuning out NFL games because they were just sick of all the politics that existed with it.
Yeah, I think it is a factor.
I don't think it's all of it, though.
I think part of it is the political element of it, but another big part of it is it's been 4 or 5 months now. So you have changed your ways. You have changed your lifestyle. You're doing things differently. Plus, these sports are being played in the middle of summer, when people are not accustomed to watching the NBA and the NHL. They are accustomed to watching Major League Baseball. And I will tell you, Major League Baseball local regional numbers have been pretty good. They've been as good as they were before. So that's the one sport regionally that's held up, maybe because the games were always in the summer. You're accustomed to them. So I think it's all a fact. I want to throw it out to people. Are you watching sports now that it's back the way you were before? And if you're not, why aren't you doing it? Because I do think it is a few different things that they're all adding up to it.
Yeah, you know, we mentioned it the other day, just like when the Celtics and the Bruins, they played those first games. I think the Celtics had two at the time, and the Bruins just had that one game. And it was I don't know what it is. It just feels like it's exhibition, you know. And maybe both these teams need to get into their own postseason, you know, playoffs, because you're watching the Bruins in Tampa, and it's like, if they lose it, okay, so you know what? They're the 4 seed. You know what I mean? Let's just find out. Get to the playoffs, and that's when it matters. And I'm hoping that my kind of opinion or attitude sort of changes. But it I don't know. Maybe it's because it's August, and I just shouldn't be watching. Yes.
I think that's part
unless
of the
crew
pie
gets into a fight, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Well, no, I do think that's it. Think about it. Mostly, you're done with hockey. You're done with basketball. Your baseball's kind of like you know in the you know. Doldrums right now, just, you know, dog days of summer, and you're at the beach. It's 85 degrees. You're outside. You're not inside watching a game that starts at 4. I mean, this is no one's doing that.
So if I'm the NBA and I told you about what their plan was, their plan was to start the season maybe around Christmas or on Christmas Day, and then to go until August next year. If I'm looking at these numbers and they stay like this, and I struggle in the playoffs in August, that may not be the best plan going forward for the NBA. This whole idea of, oh, we can avoid the NFL and we go against Major League Baseball may not work for them.
No, so even looking, so, you know, there's a lot of talk about baseball and what happens with ratings. And on this one, it's about Sunday night baseball. Remember the Red Sox, Yankees? I mean, that was a pretty good game. You know, even the Sox lost that game. They did 1.9 million views on ESPN, ESPN game. Bucks-Raptors, huge game, did 2.4 million viewers on ABC. And they point out ABC more homes than ESPN. So it's basically, it's close, right? 2.4 versus 1.9. So, I mean, Bucks-Raptors. Like, I get it. Lakers-Clippers might be the ultimate, but Bucks-Raptors is right there as well. That's a good game. And that I just thought these numbers were going to be through the roof.
We all did. Okay, let's get to the phone calls. Do you, right now, are you turned off by sports or are you watching them? Because the numbers are showing us that you're not coming back to professional sports in droves. It's not happening. Why? Here's Dave. Dave's in Abington. Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yes, hi, Glenn, you hit the nail on the head. I turned the Celtics game on yesterday, and now they're all arms locked and nailing down. It's like Dunsky. You know, it's one thing back when only, like, certain ones did it, but now they all do it. Right now, to me, that's the middle finger to the flag and the anthem. It was one thing when Kaepernick did it.
So you're not watching. So have you shut it down, Dave? Are you watching?
No.
Okay, not watching. By the way, have you noticed Dunsky is part of the vocabulary now?
I realize that. I'm proud. The Bruins had a lot. The Bruins
should be proud. I think you should take credit. Proud may be a stretch.
So you're telling me a reporting term.
And again, I always go back to, like, you know, this guy really a Celtics fan at all. But I'm just, you know, if you're excited to watch the Celtics, right, in a big game, Celtics Bucks, and you're like, all right, NBA is back. And, you know, you tune it on and they show the anthem and you see the guys kneeling. You're like, you know what? I don't want to watch now. Like, listen, you might not agree, but if you're still a fan of the sport, you don't like that. But you're like, all right, you know what? Get the anthem part off. I don't appreciate that, or I don't support this, or I don't support that. Whatever you feel, let's get to the game because I'm a Celtics fan. I'm an NBA fan. I want to watch the game.
I think those people are more likely in red states that don't necessarily have an NBA franchise there. They're the fringe NBA fans who sit there and say, screw you, I'm out. You know, this is not what I believe in. Here's Ace down in the Cape. Ace.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I just think no one's really watching sports that much right now because our attention spans are just shot. No one's been watching sports for like 5 months. You've just been scrolling through memes. Nobody can focus anymore.
That could be it, too. I mean, like a quick NBA game, NHL, I mean, you pretty much know they're about, what, two and a half hours? Even that right now seems like a lot. Forget about a Red Sox game at three and a half, you know? So it's everything is an adjustment. It really is. It's strange. Christian, you talked about the other day, you go into the studio every day, how much of an adjustment that was, right? From working at home or just your kids, when our kids actually go back to school for a day or two, how much of an adjustment that is going to be for them. Just everything has been, and when you do something for 3.5, 4 months one way, and all of a sudden now they throw something back at you, you're like, you're just not into it as much.
When Glenn finally comes out of his attic studio, he legit is going to look like Rip Van Winkle. Be like, yes! He's going to forget how to get to the studio.
See, I thought it would be more like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon after being a little caterpillar.
Maybe he'll be thin.
Yeah, no, I'm beyond the butterfly area. It's going back into the cocoon now for me. Here's Dean in Rhode Island. Hey, Dean.
Hey, I just wanted to on my way to
Benjamin. Well said.
Okay. Absolutely, social justice is playing a part. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dean, because we're having some trouble with your phone. So make your point. Go ahead. Okay. We can't do it, Dean. You're going to have to call us back.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome, Craig. Here's Jack in a car. Hello, Jack.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jack.
I just wanted to talk about that testament that you guys had mentioned, statistic you mentioned with the PGA. Viewership on Sunday. I feel like that's more of a representation of how many more fans they're gathering with people being obsessed with golf and COVID, rather than it is people just, you know, not being as consumed with the other sports. Because that tournament, St. Jude's tournament, getting that much viewership, I think, is actually something to look at and say, hey, I think the PGA is getting a lot more fans.
But why, though?
Just golfing constantly.
But what's your point? You said because of the COVID. Well, people couldn't play golf for a period of time, certainly in Massachusetts. They can now play golf again, right? Is that your point?
Well, it was one of the few activities where you actually, you know, it was a social distant activity for like 2 months. And that was across multiple states, wasn't just Massachusetts.
Okay, but to me, they're safer, and I think Lou said this many months ago, that the PGA is going to have the best opportunity of anybody because the sport is social distancing. You're not a top of every, right. And so, but that's a separate subject. Why are people, as spectators, watching the game in huge numbers on TV, and they're not doing the same for the NBA or Major League Baseball?
Well, let me ask you. So look, in this article, too, it says Wall Street Journal said regional sport networks in baseball. So 31%
increase, good.
Right?
They're good, yes.
Right. So is there anything? Because I don't even know, but is there, you know, in August, I watch baseball and I watch golf. In August, I don't watch NBA and NHL.
Old habits.
Is that something to do with it? I watch NASCAR in the summer. Like, you know, this is their seasons. Whereas hockey and NBA, it's almost like, you know, you're the fan of that sport, and you're like, I don't watch this sport in August. Like, how much of an impact is that? Is it just the ones that are in season?
Yeah, but wait a minute. And I agree with you. I think there's something to that. We're habitual when it comes to doing things. But on the other hand, if you miss the NBA and they interrupted your season and you just love the game, why aren't you coming back in droves right now when they're playing right into the playoffs?
Does it look weird? I'm watching like an Olympic-style game. There's no fans. There's nobody. It's not at the Garden. It's not in Toronto. It's just at this court. It looks kind of hokey.
Baseball looks weird, too, when you watch it with no fans. And virtual fans are these stupid cutouts that they have.
No, I know, but you're in the ballpark. You know what Yankee Stadium looks like.
Yeah.
Like, you're in Orlando. You're on this court. Like, the court looks weird.
Okay, and that's your point
about... I
don't
know, the visual just looks weird.
And that's your point about looking like a exhibition game or whatever, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely does.
Yeah.
It looks like Summer League.
Yeah. Because I think when you look at the Celtics, and I think we've been disappointed in the way they've played in three games, disappointed in the Bruins who were down 2-0 at the end of one in what they've done. I've watched other teams like the Phoenix Suns. By the way, that's a team on the up and up here. And I've watched them, and I said, boy, this is fun basketball, and I've watched stuff like that. But you're right. It's different when you watch it. The visual is much different. Tim is in Lynn. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and say that I was a Celtics season ticket holder. I always watched the Celtics. I was a huge fan, and I haven't watched the game yet because I feel like the politics of it and all, it's one of the reasons I don't even watch the news. It's just that at one point it just becomes like overload. Politics, politics, politics. You used to get a break from that when you watch sports, and it just you don't even
you
get
don't
that
watch
now.
Sports, you don't watch the news. What do you watch?
I don't watch a lot of TV. I like to listen to music.
There you go. Podcast. So what are you listening to these days, Tim? What are you listening to?
I like the Zach Brown, some country. I listen to everything. I like everything.
So do you
and
I mean,
could listen
yeah,
to
absolutely.
Music.
We can hang out. I love Zach. I'm pissed off he's not going to be here. Fenway. But so are you, would you, and this is the other thing too, right? Like would you watch sports normally? Because I do feel like sometimes you take these polls, right? And people are like, I'm not watching when they return. And then you find out 72% of them never watched when they were there in the first place. Right?
No, so I'll admit, I'm sorry. I never really watched the Red Sox too long, too much time. I might catch like the end of the game, but I was always a guy that would sit down and watch the Celtics. I've been a Celtics fan since I was born. My grandfather had season tickets, and I would watch Celtics games. Like I said, I went to about 15 to 20 this year. I was at the last home game. That's the Celtics were my thing, and I just can't, you know.
Okay.
It's just
well. Let me
just,
okay. So no, I'm just curious because I don't know. Is it because you don't believe in like the message, or is you just don't believe that politics should be in sports?
I just I'm a police officer too, and it just I don't know when it became us against them. And I'm not I believe in freedom of speech in this country, but we've gotten to a point where if you don't agree with the far right, you're wrong. If you don't agree with the far left, you're wrong. Why can't I have my opinion? You have your opinion. At the end of the day, we can have a beer together and all get along. It's just it's become too one way or the other. It's like you know you can't if you don't feel one way. I have no problem with what they're doing or stand up for it. It's almost like overload now. It's like,
and you're not watching it. You're not watching it, right?
You can't offend the line flag anywhere because it offends people, but
Okay, Tim. Thank you. He's not watching it. And I think there is a group of that. I don't know how big that group is. Maybe we'll find out. Trump certainly will use it, I think, to his advantage, and he'll stoke
well,
that
Christian,
up probably.
I think Christian hit on it. You know, I'll never forget watching those ESPYs and seeing LeBron and Dwayne Wade up there and thinking this is probably going to be a bad idea. You know, and they're talking about, you know, politics and bringing it into sports. You know, because I didn't think every athlete is capable of delivering the message, right? Properly. There are no question there are some, and maybe they should, but maybe it's about, you know, just trying to separate it more, you know, like deliver the message differently, whether it, especially with the NBA, I feel like it's in your face, you know what I mean? So maybe there's a different way, because like you said, sometimes you just watch sports and you do it for an out, you know, you do it to just kind of get away from everything that's going on. There's a ton that's going on right now. And when you turn the TV on, it's like more stuff is right in front of your face. So
Lou, the NBA,
how do you do it without it in your face,
yeah,
but still be able to use your platform for good?
Listen, I think if it were just the national anthem, some people would say, okay, I'm going to skip the anthem. I don't want to see guys kneeling if you object to it. And then you're going to come back and watch the game. But if you watch the game, it is nonstop. They talk about it. The announcers talk about it. The post-game interviews.
It's on the uniforms.
Right. It's all over the uniforms, all over the court, all over the signage around the sign.
It's on the coaches' polos that they wear
everywhere
for the game.
Everywhere. And I do believe that may turn some people off. I'm sorry. There are going to be some people who are going to be turned off to it, and the ratings right now show that they're really shaky. All right, we'll get into more of that and talk about shaky. How about those Celtics? Three games. Last night, no Jimmy Butler for the Miami Heat, and you get beat in that game. We'll get to all of that, and how much is Brad Stevens responsible for it? This hour being brought to you by Eagle Bank.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.